Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Ray Dunaway, and of course, Jody Ambrosio here. And joining us in a second. In fact, let's do it right now.
Here, yeah, let's bring in our
Bill
friend.
Curry.
Yeah, raconteur, man about town, Bill Curry.
Oh.
White House advisor during the Clinton administration. Mr. Curry, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Joe. It's Bob and Ray, raconteur, restaurateur, bon vivant.
Yes, exactly.
All of those things.
Do you vivant bon? I mean,
I feel like I'm with Bob and Ray right now, in fact. This is my pleasure.
Wait, with you in the act, now we've got the Three Stooges. So we're back to where we started like 30 minutes ago.
I get called Bob once in a while, so I feel at home.
Yeah,
for
you do. I'm sorry about that.
So the president took 10 minutes of valuable primetime TV time last night to plead for the wall, preceded and postceded by email requests for fundraising. As far as the speech is concerned, what were your thoughts?
I know this is a tough moment on radio, but I have almost none. I sat there watching, trying to figure out there was going to be, over the course of the day, so much buildup about this. There was going to be executive order to build the wall with emergency powers.
Right.
A terrible idea that would have, I believe, lost in his own Supreme Court quickly.
Right.
And then there was going to be the threat of it. And then there was no mention of it. And then there was no mention of the wall. The transcript runs four pages. It's the end of page two where he mentions the word wall for the first time. And that is to say that he's only building a physical barrier, not a wall. And then the next time he mentions walls, it's to mention that President Obama has one around his house. And it came to an end, and I thought, what in God's name was that?
One of the lines in there was, you know, it's not you have a wall to keep people out. You have it to protect the people you love on the inside. So, I mean, he kind of turned that around a little bit. But, I mean, here's the deal. You know, and you were, of course, in the Clinton administration for a while. What, a year, year and a half, something like that? You were down there. And,
Whole years, and it seemed like 12.
Well, I know that. But there's audio that I have. I'm not going to play it. But President, in one of his State of the Unions, you know, President Clinton said, we've got to do something, you know, these guys just can't pour in. So, I mean, obviously it's been a concern.
I worked on it. But Ray, I think what I would say is it kind of cuts the other way. In fact, every president has increased spending on border security.
Yes, yes.
By the way, the Democrats in Congress right now, all the things Trump said other than the wall that he wanted that we should have, they're not even being negotiated because the Democrats are already for them. Everybody's for them.
Right.
They're all in the budget.
It's all about the wall.
Signed tomorrow. More monitoring, more judges, more border personnel. There is no disagreement about this.
Right.
Clinton, Bush, Obama, George Herbert Walker Bush, everybody spent more. And guess what? It worked. We had 1.6 million apprehended border crossings in 2000, 300,000 last year. An 80% reduction. More people cross that border heading south than heading north. If we build a wall, we'll be holding them hostage here.
Come on, you're not going to do that Berlin Wall thing, are you?
But seriously, we've had an 80%. What this is, you ever see that movie Wag the Dog?
Yes, okay. I loved it.
This is Wag the Dog. There is not there was no caravan of terrorists coming. As the president said before the last election, he sent all those soldiers. As soon as the ballots were counted in the election, he brought them back because there were only women and children seeking asylum.
Well, no, there were young men in there, too, looking for jobs. I saw the video from Central America.
There's a problem. Yeah. There's a problem, but there's not a military assault.
No.
More terrorists cross from Canada. And, you know, I just want to say, those Canadians, they come down here all smiles, you know?
Another thing.
Bring their Tim Hortons with them.
Another thing taking place of note is the inauguration of the 89th governor of the state of Connecticut today, Ned Lamont. And Ray and I were talking, Bill, last half hour. There's a spirit of goodwill that people have. Is that more towards Lamont or the fact that they're happy the previous governor's out of work?
You know, I would just I was thinking the difference, you know, LeMond has such a sunny disposition.
He does.
And Malloy is such a darker character. And LeMond replacing Malloy, it's like when those cartoon bluebirds come out at the end of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, you know, and the sun comes out. The state's going to be in a better mood in about 5 hours. And this, by the way, truly is. LeMond's greatest strengths, I think, are that he exudes a certain decency.
Yep.
And we've been singing this 8-year-long funeral dirge about how bad everything is here. If LeMond can just lift our spirits and balance our books, he'll be a folk hero.
You know, Bill, one of the things I like about him is that, and you know, this is me saying that. I mean, the fact of the matter is he also is kind of like selling us on Connecticut a little bit, because I think everybody's down on this state. I mean, I know there are things, there are issues to deal with, but nevertheless, he's taking a little more positive turn on this.
No question about it. And everybody's out there has been saying for a long time how horrible our economy is. We're among the top 5 states in median wealth, not just the people in Greenwich, but the average person. Median income, we're in the top 5. Education, we're in the top 2. Our economy's ailing, but it's not dead. And what's really broken is our government. And so the good news here, I think this is a tremendous opportunity. There are things that LeMond can come in here and do right now, precisely because there's such a sense of crisis, precisely because it's going to be a Democratic government. It's one of 14 states with a Democratic House, Senate, and governor, which means you're not going to have partisan gridlock. You have all these new young legislators coming in, full of idealism. What they need is a blueprint. And there are the things that most need doing here are things that don't cost money. We need to fix our government. We need to make it work better. We need to make it more honest. We need to open up our state employee health care plan to our small businesses and the self-employed to bring down our costs. We need to phase in property tax relief. There are so many things that need to be done here. We've put off for years. And I hope he's not tricked by the fiscal crisis into thinking small, because the stuff that needs to be do here is delayed maintenance, a whole generation's worth. And if he does it, then he really will be a folk hero.
Well, it'll be interesting to see the tone he sets in the State of the State address. Again, I agree with Ray. I think it'll be a tone of optimism.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's in his nature. And we are about to watch, unfortunately, I think what really happened today, to go back for a second to last night.
Yeah.
The big story for Trump yesterday turned out not to be his first presidential address. And by the way, when he watches the tape, here's a bet, it's his last Oval Office address. I don't think he'll ever be doing that again. But what really happened yesterday was that Bob Mueller says that there was collusion, that Paul Mueller, Manafort shared that polling data. And the federal government, I don't think, is going to accomplish much. And so the fact that you got a state government that can, the fact that we can focus on fixing our problems at home, will be a welcome relief to people.
I don't think Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want to see tape either, so there is that.
No, they were all. I couldn't agree more. I don't want to just be a partisan scold here, but the whole thing was a really bad idea.
It was 30 bad minutes.
Yeah, it really
You'd rather watch whatever was supposed to be on from 9 to 9:30 instead of that crap.
Yeah.
And really, what's about to happen there, I think, is, you know, there you are going to have gridlock.
I know.
And there you are going to have this endless set of scandals.
Okay.
Here in Connecticut, the good news is you got a new team. You got people ready to do good things here. Our problems are solvable. They really are. That's the good news.
Bill, it's always great talking
to you. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.